It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community, and what is always something to talk about is mental health. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and particularly in the Black community, we have to remove that stigma talking about it, because it's okay to not be okay. So I had to call in a professional, a licensed professional counselor with my Sarah Briora Page, to talk to us about mental health. She provides many services through her Therapy Things LLC. How you doing today, sis?
I'm so great. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And first of all, Bri, I want to talk about, what do you think is the biggest, in your profession, your experience, your education, biggest misconception or stigmas surrounding mental health?
Probably that we don't need it. I think it's the best, especially huge in the Black community and Christian community. Like, that's something maybe for white people. That's not for us. We don't talk to that lady. Maybe we just need to pray it away. So I think some of those might be the biggest, for sure.
And I heard a pastor say the first anxiety attack in the Bible was Elijah. After the showdown on Mount Carmel, he's like, God, just kill me. I want to die. But it's true, because the faith community, just because you're a Christian, we're in a fallen world, that doesn't mean you won't have some issues.
Absolutely. And Jesus gave us resources to use, and therapy is absolutely a resource.
Speaking of which, what could be a sign that you need to get help?
Oh, there's so many things you can think of. So just think about maybe mood or appetite. Are we skipping meals? Are we overeating? Not getting enough sleep? Sleeping too much? Just changes in behaviors or thoughts maybe that are concerning. And it also, it doesn't necessarily have to be symptoms. Things could be situational, like life changes, relationship changes.
And with some of the most common mental health issues, which I'm sure you can touch on, what happens if somebody is struggling with it, whether it's depression, anxiety, or they don't get a diagnosis? It could be something totally different, and you just let it fester. What is the damage in that?
So one thing that I really like to talk about is how our mental health and our physical health are very much intertwined. So what affects us mentally affects us physically, and vice versa. So think about stress. That is a mental thing, but it manifests physically. So when we don't address stress in our life, for example, that can be heart issues, you know, that could be high blood pressure, things that we might not even think about. So it can also lead to, you know, just a poor quality of health. It can impact us, again, in our relationships, how we show up for ourselves. So it can manifest in a lot of different ways when we don't address it.
Therapy, you know, some people are scared of therapy, but actually, tell us how therapy is so beneficial. You have someone that you can trust, that you can put all this stuff out on the table. You can't tell nobody's business. And I feel the most safest, I will say, going to therapy myself, safe space.
Absolutely. I kind of consider myself a professional secret keeper, because I don't share anybody's business. But also, we can address some of those symptoms that we just talked about a few minutes ago, and help you along your healing journey. We help with, you know, building stronger relationships, because we provide evidence-based practices to help you achieve your highest self. So a therapist's job is never to tell you what to do or necessarily give advice, but just help as far as providing interventions and being alongside of you in your healing journey.
Now, there's a lot of debate, Bri, over medication. Some people are afraid, like, especially, you know, you talk about the faith community, I ain't taking nothing like that. But if you had a heart issue, you would take your heart medicine.
So absolutely.
Can you touch on, there's no shame if you need medication for a while, or even if you have a condition that has the rest of your life?
Absolutely. So just the way that I approach it is that, you know, medication isn't a scary thing. I do suggest therapy first for people that might be hesitant or apprehensive. Let's try therapy, and then if we're still struggling, therapy plus medication. And if it's, you know, last case scenario, then, you know, we can go with medication, but there's no shame in it. It's, again, you can use it for your physical health. If you had a heart issue or high blood pressure, absolutely be on that medication and using it as prescribed.
Yes.
So, and that's that's a big thing too, is actually going to a professional to take the medication as prescribed, not self-medicating.
That's right. Now, lastly, you also work with teens, kids. How can parents recognize there could be a mental health crisis with their child?
I think, first of all, talk to your kids and see kind of what's going on in their lives, things that they might be struggling with, noticing who their friends are. But again, noticing like those changes, just like we would notice with ourselves, behaviors, if those behaviors have changed, if it's consistent in the home setting and the school setting, if they have, you know, thoughts or comments that are kind of concerning to you, I think that would be a good time to maybe let's talk to someone and see if we can get some extra help.
Absolutely love it. Briora Page, look for her on socials, the founder of Therapy Things LLC. You can check her out and what she has available for you that can help you live a better life overall, mentally, which attaches to your physical. Thank you, Sabra. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you soon.